Welcome to Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox. Get ready for an amazing journey through the halls of the blues. We might just learn a thing or two along the way. Without further ado, ladies and gents, here's our host, Johnny.
All right, welcome to another edition of Red, White, and Blues. This is a radio show where we play blues, all blues, and nothing but blues. My name is Johnny Cox. I'm your host for today's program. And we have a good program in store for you today. On this show, we like to listen to some blues songs. We comment on the artists, the instruments, and the history of the blues. And I have a good show in store for you today. Today is more of a little bit more modern blues. Not so modern. We're talking about 80s, 90s, and 2000s. And I guess with the history of the blues, that is probably the later part of it. And we're going to start off with Mr. Albert Cummings. Albert Cummings is a very good guitarist. He's from Massachusetts. And what caught my eye with Albert was he did a recording or his version of Working Man's Blues from Merle Haggard. And anyone who considers themselves a pretty good country electric guitarist and they have a Fender Telecaster and a Fender amp, probably the first song they're going to learn, if they're going to do the chicken picking, is they're going to learn Working Man Blues from Merle Haggard. It's just a wonderful song, wonderful guitar. And that's what caught my eye with Albert Cummings. And then, of course, I scratched the surface. There was a lot more. Well, let's get right into it. Let's hear Albert Cummings' version of Working Man Blues.
Well, it's a hard job just getting by with 9 kids and a wife. Well, I've been a working man damn near all my life. Well, keep on working as long as my 2 hands are fit to use. I'll sing a little bit of these working man blues. Well, I keep my nose to the grindstone, work hard every day. I go out on the weekends after I draw my pay. Well, I keep on working, gonna buy my kid a brand new pair of shoes. I might drink a little bit at evening, I'll sing a little bit of these working man blues. Train to another town, I keep on working. Monday morning, I'm right back with the crew. Well, I'll drink my beer that evening, I'll sing a little bit of this working man blues. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. is, Working Man Blues, Mr. Albert Cummings. That's a pretty good rendition of it right there. I think so. You know, I played that song for a few people. Some of the country purists aren't too crazy about it, but I believe if Merle Haggard heard it, I'm sure he would like it. Speaking of Mr. Albert Cummings, he is from Williamstown, Massachusetts. And believe it or not, he started playing banjo at age 12. Bluegrass banjo at that. But in his late 20s, he started getting into the blues, and he formed a band called Swamp Yankee. And here's a pretty good story. They independently produced and recorded their first album. Now, you're talking about having a band really having their stuff together. They went into the studio, and they recorded 9 songs in 2 hours, and they were finished. They were out the door. I don't know if you know a lot about recording or not, but that just is almost unheard of. That's the studio having their stuff together and a really tight band coming in and knowing exactly what to do. I think that's pretty impressive. And let's hear a little bit more from Albert Cummings. Let's hear a couple songs here. Here's one called Too Old to Grow Up, Mr. Albert Cummings. Mr. Albert Cummings, I'm Too Old to Grow Up Now. You know, I mentioned he had his first band called Swamp Yankee, but he gained some notoriety and he joined, he competed in, the International Blues Foundation, International Blues Challenge in Memphis, and that's where he got noticed. And in 2003, he recorded his first album, and what was really cool about it is he got to record it with Double Trouble. Double Trouble was Stevie Ray Vaughan's backing band. There's Chris Layton and Tommy Shannon. Oh, I can't remember the keyboard player's name. I feel bad about that. But I know it. I just can't think of it right now. But Albert Cummings, what a wonderful guitarist. And it just goes to show you, it's not really where you're from. People think about these guys got to be from Chicago and everywhere. This guy's from New England, Massachusetts. Got good, paid his dues, played the local Cubs, went to clubs, went to a blues challenge and turned some heads. And that's all it takes. You just got to keep your head to the grindstone and keep it going. How about one more Albert Cummings song? Well, let's see. What's this song here? Sounds Like the Road, Mr. Albert Cummings.
Told him I was ill. I said, Doc, give me something, maybe some kind of pill. He hit me on the knee with that little hammer that he had. And then he looked in my eyes. He said, boy, you got it bad. I ain't but one thing to do. You better call up the band. You need to get out on the road, boy, just as fast as you can. Going back on the road, boys, they're gonna give them everything we got. Was it sounds like a road out there living free? You need to see your name in the lights on that big marquee.
There it is, Mr. Albert Cummings. Ooh, I got the clock timer over here going off. Oh, that was Mr. Albert Cummings. Sounds like the road. And one thing I like to say about Albert Cummings is that a magazine, Guitar Edge magazine, wrote this about Mr. Cummings. And this is a quote. "The blues is best served up live with an enthusiastic audience and a killing band. And that's what guitarist Albert Cummings does. Cummings effortlessly shifts from chinny, subdued stylings to raucous roadhouse raunch to soaring yet stinging lead lines, driving his audience to frenzy in all the right places." Man, where do I get my ticket? That's what I want to know. Hey, stick with us. We got a lot more blues to come. I think when we come back, we're going to have some Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You are listening to Red, White, and Blues on WVFF Radio 97.7 FM.
More Red, White, and Blues with host Johnny Cox coming up after these messages. Here on Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation,